Tomorrow, June 19th, kicks off a four-day celebration of Juneteenth in Humboldt County. Black Humboldt and the Eureka chapter of the NAACP have partnered in collaboration with the Black community to promote Black culture, arts, and community. President of the Eureka NAACP.
So hello everybody, my name is Dr. Kente Johnson. I'm the current president of Eureka NAACP 1036. I've been president for the last couple of years. Before that, first vice president of the branch. I currently work at College of the Redwoods. I'm the director of student equity in the Multicultural Center. I've lived here for 20 years. This is my home. I love Humboldt.
The emancipation of slaves in the U.S. occurred on June 19, 1865, when Major General Gordon Granger ordered the enforcement of the Emancipation Proclamation in Texas. The following year, on the anniversary of the order, the first celebration took place. However, Juneteenth was not a federally recognized holiday until 2021, 155 years later. Dr. Johnson shared his thoughts on Juneteenth and how the federally recognized holiday and subsequent events have grown.
Start off with what Juneteenth means to me. Juneteenth, to me, is an important day. It's our Independence Day as Black people, and I'm from the South. We celebrated it when I was growing up as a child down there in the South. So to finally see the holiday get recognized as a federal holiday, and then to see Juneteenth events start happening here in our community since 2019, thanks to Black Humboldt, who held the first Juneteenth celebration here with us at Sequoia Park in Eureka. So to be able to see it from the first day that we had the first event, for it to have grown to now it's a week-long celebration of Black people in our community, and also opportunity for us to like learn and come together. It's been amazing. It's amazing to see something like that happening here. It's an opportunity for our young people, regardless of who they are, to come out, learn, see who's in the community, see the contributions that Black people have been doing here behind the Redwood Curtain. So I'm excited to be a part of it and to be a partner.
The celebration will span 4 days and include celebrations in Fortuna, Eureka, and Arcata.
I hope everybody comes out. There's something for everybody starting tomorrow. We have a family kickoff that's going to be happening in Arcata, family kickoff at Ramp Skate Park. There's also Bone Thugs concert that night. But also that's happening tomorrow, the David Josiah Lawson mural is being painted in Arcata at the D Street Community Center. If you want to come out and do something, you really want to make the day a day of service, come out and help us paint the mural. You don't need any experience. Just show up. Bring something that you want to get paint on and come help us do this. But there's other events as well that's going on throughout the week. We have the BSU barbecue the next day at the Jefferson Center. There's a skate night in Fortuna. And then the barbecue, the big barbecue as well, on Saturday, Haverson Park. So I hope everybody comes out, come to an event, be part of it, see who's in your community, and have fun.
Dr. Johnson shared his appreciation for the collaborations that have enabled growth of the annual Juneteenth celebrations in Humboldt County.
I just want to give kudos to Black Humboldt and all the organizers for this year's event. Special shout out to the city of Eureka as well for being a partner and letting us use the facilities and having access to a lot of the things, as well as the other cities for being great partners in this. But in particular, though, kudos to Mo Desir, Harper Desir, and the rest of the Black Humboldt crew for all the work that they've done throughout the years to build Black and Brown community here in the North Coast.
In honor of Juneteenth, KMUN News will be airing the Juneteenth Speaker Series tomorrow, June 19th at 6 p.m., right here on Redwood Community Radio. For the full schedule of Juneteenth Cultural Festival 2024 events, visit our KMUN News Facebook page. Reporting from Ruth Lake for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.